Morning. I know it says the title of the sermon is Confidence, and that was true on Tuesday. It's changed, the sermon itself has changed a few times, so don't sit there and try to figure, how does that work into that? How did that tie? Sorry about that. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. One of the greatest things that I get to do as a pastor is teach catechism classes, confirmation classes. I love them. I love the people who are in them. I really, really do. Because typically those catechism students are on a quest for knowledge and information. And while they want to know stuff, they already have an idea about how the world works. They know those rules that shape their world and ours. Chief among some of those rules they hear is image is important. Another is that confidence breeds success, followed by success comes when you choose well, not necessarily when you work hard. You see, this understanding of the world is not just for people in junior high. It's true for us as well. Too often, it's not about doing your homework or doing your job or giving a good effort. In the world around us, it's concentrating on the stuff that the world sees as important, like wearing the right clothes or listening to the right music or seeing the right movies or playing the right video games or having a right attitude. But most of all of that is it matters how you portray any of those things and all of those things on social media, on Facebook or TikTok or Instagram or Snapchat or X, because those are all the harbingers of acceptance and value, because in our world, it seems that image is everything. So you can imagine the dismay of catechism students, of youth, of adults, of any of us, when we hear Paul in Philippians today. Because he basically says, hi, I'm Paul. I'm as successful as anyone can imagine. I did everything right. My image was impeccable. And all of it is rubbish. All of that stuff that I thought that I had done well, it's nothing. The source of all my confidence isn't worth anything. So then our reaction is almost immediate. Well, then what's the point? Not a defeatist sort of whatever, but what really is the point of any of these things that we are doing or trying to do because we want to know? What then is the point of going to school or succeeding at work or behaving ourselves or going to church or being good or scrolling through TikTok or anything? What's the point? And Paul's answer to that question is Jesus. Jesus is the reason our earthly success is rubbish. Jesus is the point to our life. Now, that's not necessarily a very satisfying answer for a 13-year-old, or maybe not if you're 23, 43, or 63 either. To dig farther into that issue of what's the point, I want to look at today's gospel story and ask, what's the point? What's the point in this story? What's the point to Mary? What's the point to Jesus? What's the point to us? Because maybe we can then see how Jesus truly is the point. Looking at our gospel story from Mary's perspective, it gets a little different. Because I'm sure that Mary itself at that dinner was nervous and excited. Just a few days before, Lazarus had been dead and now he is alive. She was so happy that Lazarus knew Jesus. She was also glad that she had heard and paid attention and listened to Jesus herself. She was glad that she had actually really listened, because Jesus is amazing. She was so sorry that she had been angry and doubted Jesus when Lazarus was dead. She was grateful for her miracle. She was grateful to have Lazarus back. And so she took what was probably her dowry. She took that pound of perfume and she poured it on Jesus' feet. Now you might ask, why in the world was it on his feet? All right? If Jesus was reclining at dinner, all right, he would have been leaning on his non-dominant elbow. The table would have been there and his feet would have been sticking out. So that would have been the most accessible part because they weren't sitting on chairs. So she went and poured it on his feet and then wiped those feet with her hair. But what's the point? What was the point of taking all of that expensive perfume and pouring it on his feet? Well, first of all, it wouldn't do or say what she had wanted to say if she had just used water rather than perfume. All right, if she'd just gone in and scrubbed his feet, it wouldn't have been the same. Because water wasn't enough to show her love, to show her gratitude. And a towel wouldn't have done either. It had to be of and from herself. And so she used her hair. And so Mary in this gift is extravagant and she is intimate. And she didn't care what the others might think. She only wanted to say thank you. She wanted to say thank you for the miracle that was Lazarus alive again. She wanted to say thank you for treating her like she was a real human being. She only wanted to show Jesus how much she loved him. Jesus was the point and nothing else. So then, what about this story from Jesus' perspective? Because Jesus was there reclining at the table, having dinner with friends. He was relaxing. He was enjoying the company. As he was moving now towards and closer to the end of his ministry, Jesus was enjoying every minute he could with his disciples and with those who were closest to them. Jesus was probably wondering if anything that he had said or done would be of any use to anyone. And in comes Mary, pouring perfume on his feet, wiping that perfume with her hair. What's the point? Well, probably first, it felt great. Come on, let's imagine it. It felt wonderful. The fragrance was probably captivating for everyone. But for Jesus, it was nice to be noticed, to be remembered, to be thanked. Not out of arrogance, but just it's nice if someone notices. But for Jesus, it was also really, really great that someone finally got what it was that he was doing. Someone seemed to understand. Because throughout his entire ministry, Jesus had taught about discipleship, about following him, and about loving neighbor. But did anybody get it? It seems that Mary got it and Judas didn't. Because following Jesus means that love matters. The recipient doesn't matter. It is the love that matters. Whatever you are using with whoever you are using it on, it is the love that matters. The service and the help, the care and the concern, that's what matters. Give it to whoever it is that you can, because following Jesus in that way is the point. Because of this gift from Mary, Jesus can now go to his final week with hope and with strength. People are finally putting it together. But then what is the point of this whole story for you and me? We see Mary come and pour perfume on Jesus' feet. We see her wipe his feet with her hair. We hear Jesus and Judas. We see all of those things in this story. But what's the point? We need to be struck by the extravagance of it all. It was a year's salary that perfume was worth, but the amount it's worth was not as important as the extravagance of the love and the gratitude shown in that moment. We need to see Mary's confidence, her lack of embarrassment. Mary doesn't care as she shows this love. Should we? We need to see Mary's motive. Love and gratitude. It's not about earning points. It's not about pocketing money. It's not about anything else. Because this is the discipleship we are called to. We are called to follow Jesus in reaction to his love given to us. We don't do any of these things in order to earn favor. We can't. We get to do this because we have already gotten everything. So what's the point? The point is Jesus and all that he is and all that he did and all that he continues to do, because it is all for us. Mary did what she did in gratitude when Jesus had only raised Lazarus from the dead. How much more might we be inspired by Jesus' own death and resurrection and the promise of forgiveness, life, and salvation for all of us? Our confusion about love and life and living is natural. It is legitimate. The world that we live in does not work this way. From the world around us, we usually hear things like, "What have you done for me lately?" and not, "We loved because he first loved us." In Jesus, God is doing something brand new. God is doing something completely different. But it's something that can be hard to understand. So God shows love for God's chosen people. Not because we've earned it. Not because we've worked really hard. Not because we wear the right clothes or know the right people or go to the right church or give the right amount of money or are social media influencers. God does it just because. The point of God's love is to save us. We are then called to respond to God's love with love for others. That's the point. It is from God that our confidence blooms. Paul knew it. Mary knew it. Now we might know it. But God is doing something new. God is giving us water in our desert. God is giving us rivers of hope and streams of love. And the love of God has always been the point. So go share it. Amen.